in my opinion. I think that's what the old man was saying one time. I was asking him the same question, what if the indigo has a high heart? Well, most of the indigo developed by the extreme cold weather and they survived. And one of the reasons they tried to prove this by saying, if you kill indigo, you're not supposed to just lay it there in one body, in a detached, I mean, the whole, everything attached to his body. When you kill the indigo, sometimes it comes to chill cold with it. If you kill it, and then it's remain cold. So what you do is you cut it in pieces and bits apart and everything and burn it. You know, to make sure it doesn't get up. It's no use putting it underground. It's no use putting it under ice because it's packed itself again. But burning it with heat would actually get rid of it. Stranger, just like a horror movie. Shall we?
I have one comment on what you said. Okay, I found it fascinating that Whittaker Killer's name was Getastostinihar. Fascinating for at least two reasons. One, I've seen pictures drawn or carved on rock in Ojibwe country of shaman wearing hats, and they're long pointed hats. So that's a very interesting thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other thing that's very interesting in that is the symbolic connection in language between the person who makes the sweat lodge and the person that makes the hat. Because ke matotisiwin and ke astotinihan are very close in terms of the way those words sound. And if you say them fast enough and elide them a bit, those words are very, very close. So there may be a symbolic connection between the hat and the sweat lodge in the symbolic language used by Niteo.
That could be, yeah. I never really get down to that part. But if we were to talk to some of the people, some of the elders, or who doesn't mind talking about this thing, you might come. We might have come up something that is actually makes sense, actually.
Because I noticed in Ojibwe pictures used by shamans for their midday of chants, maybe 100 years ago or more. Some of those pictures have been published in books. And you often see that with certain things which are very sacred, you'll show a picture of something which has a name which is very close to the name. So for instance, instead of Nigik, you'll see Ninik. You'll see a picture of an otter. And that will represent the otter because you're not supposed to utter his name. But you know what they're talking about because you see, it's very close. So I'm wondering if this guy with the hat is somehow connected with, because he's a Whittaker killer, with heat.
It could be, huh?
It's a very interesting connection. That story is full of very interesting hints of things.
You see, if you have an elder, much older person than me, and is willing to explain these things. One such person was David Sutherland. Hang on, that guy could describe something. He would have able to show you or tell you these things if you were to speak his language. He is the only old person that I actually turn very serious when he talks about it. He's very serious. And if you listen to him and if you sort of giggle, and he would stop because you are insulting or disrespect to his stories. And I used to listen to him when I was a boy, just a little bit, 4 or 5 year old. Because we understand the language when we are 2 years old. When we are 2 years old, we understand the language, but we don't speak as good as the elders. But we understand by 2 years old, we can say many words. Even 1 year old baby can speak a word, you know, in the Indian language, if you don't hear the English language. So by 2 years old, you hear those people. You hear them, you hear the elders talking, although you don't suit the lesson, but you still hear. And that's why this old man, when I was 4 years old, he was talking, not talking to us. Talking, he knows we are listening. But if we make a slight noise and not actually paying attention, we can play, but the thing is, don't make no noise. But if you make too much noise when he's speaking, he will stop.